And in news from here at the Vatican, the first ever international seminar on climate change and development, sponsored by the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, has concluded today. Will Taylor reports.
The seminar has brought together 80 scholars and experts from 20 countries across 5 continents, all in a bid to safeguard the environment. The aim of this summit has been to explore the relationship between climate change and development and economic, social, and energy impacts of global warming. Since the beginning of his pontificate, Pope Benedict has talked about the need to protect creation, both in his first encyclical, Deus Caritas Est, and in his message for World Day of Peace. In a message to the conference participants, the Holy Father said that he hoped studies could lead to lifestyle, production, and consumer methods that aim to respect creation and aim for sustainable progress. One of the speakers taking part in the event was Bishop Christopher Tuohy, chairperson of EarthCare Australia. He spoke about the role the Church can play in the debate.
The Church has a wonderful spiritual and theological tradition to bring to the debate. And we need to respect the fact that we're not scientists. Very few people walking the streets of cities and farms around the world are scientists, actually. And so we have to have that spiritual base for everything we do, and that's where the Church can speak. And I think to provide that inspiration, that motivation, that love, not only for life itself, which we've been given as a gift from God, but for the earth and all the creation, the beautiful things around us, to genuinely love those things and care for them, I think the Church has a voice.
The conference comes ahead of the third part of a key United Nations report due out in May. There also promises to be further debate on the issue when leading scientists and world governments meet in Bangkok, Thailand, at the end of this month. I'm Will Taylor.